From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tuesday has been proclaimed a national day of mourning across Iran following Sunday's major earthquake. Thousands of homeless spent a second night in the open air following the 7.3 magnitude tremor and its aftershocks that left more than 400 dead and thousands injured. The hardest-hit Iranian province was Kermanshah in the west that borders Iraq. It was one of 14 provinces affected in the country. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has vowed to rebuild the region quickly. In Iraq, Rahman Hani, director of the Darbandakan Dam, said despite its strong construction, the dam was damaged at the top where there are vertical and horizontal cracks. He said part of the dam actually sank. The quake was centered near the town of Halabja in Iraq's northern Kurdistan region and was felt across Turkey and Israel and even made skyscrapers sway in Dubai. The quake heavily damaged villages and caused landslides that hindered rescue efforts. In Tehran, a blood transfusion official appealed for donations, especially negative blood types, including O negative. The Iranian Red Crescent estimates 70,000 people are in need of emergency shelter. The region sits astride major fault lines and is prone to tremors. A 2003 quake southeast of Tehran left tens of thousands dead. Vote counting is underway in Somaliland, as well as a ban on social media after the breakaway republic held its third presidential election Monday. Three candidates are competing to replace President Ahmed Mohamed Mahamud, who opted not to seek re-election. Final results expected in several days. The former British colony broke away from the rest of Somalia in 1991. The territory has run its own affairs since, but has never been recognized as independent. This is VOA News.